After the attack on St. Anton Station in Dimension 19's Reg Bap sector, the HA has decided to break down on interdimensional travel more. However, their statement caused some unease, as one spot still...
Christ, Elliot, do you ever put this thing on anything but interdimensional news? The knob won't even turn anymore.
Calm down, Kennedy. Jeez, that thing hasn't changed channels in forever. Why are you changing it now? Bored of hearing news?
No, I just prefer not to listen to some idiot drone on and on about the HA constantly.
Aw, you sour sport. Is that why? Ken, you just gotta ignore them. They can't get to us. Mr. M makes sure of that.
You assume I care about them getting to us.
Of course. I know you, silly. Anyway, look. I need to get some sleep before my shift. Radio me or come get me if there's a problem, okay? The basement door's always open for y'all.
Fine. Rest well, Elliot. Remember to actually sleep this time, all right?
Don't you go scolding me, mister. If I spend my time looking at internet stories and feel awful when I wake up from my shift, that's my problem.
Good night, Elliot. Switching in for Miss Harris as head of security. If anyone steals anything, I will bash your head in and... Hold that thought. What do you want?
Security team? Security team who? Oh my gods.
Did you just radio me for this?
Would you be mad if I said yes?
What do you think?
Then yes, I felt like I needed to point out that you have yourself and are currently basement-dwelling chickadee, which, of course, isn't much.
Jeremy can tackle someone if he tries. Now, do you mind?
Yes.
Fuck. What?
I actually need one more thing, Kennedy darling. Do you mind shifting cameras 4 and 6 away from the meat aisle? Thank you.
I do mind, so I'm not doing it.
Come on, Ken. Please?
Call me Ken again and die. And I already said I'm not doing it, manager.
Look, I brought you into the store. The least you
could- Oh, look, something happening. Goodbye, manager.
I'm bringing a baseball bat to the meat aisle anyway, you bastard.
To the thing in the trench coat, if you aren't gonna buy anything or go anywhere, get out, alright? Sorry, correction. To the three puffballs stacked on top of each other in the trench coat, I will come out and donate you to a children's preschool program to be glued onto a crappy art project if you don't stop staring at the customers.
Have you ever lost your child in a dimension? Are those old, boring tracking collars just not doing it anymore? Well, boy, do we have a product for you. Chip Your Child has all the things you need and more. Simply implant a chip in the back of your child's neck, and you can find the time, dimension, and location of where they are. You can also check vital signals, just in case. Chip Your Child also works on dogs, cats, and other pets. Call 171-800-CHIP-YOUR-CHILD today! Call in the next 10 Dimensions 17 minutes and get a special edition updater bracelet along with your order.
God damn it. Look, guns aren't allowed in the store. Put the gun away, Miss... And there goes cameras 7 and 3. Well played. Just because one person shot cameras with a gun that was not supposed to be here in the first place doesn't mean the rest of you have to take out your guns, which are banned from the store, mind you, and use them.
To the lady in aisle 6, I'll see you in hell.
Manager, get off the PA system.
My store. You're lucky I didn't break out the baseball bat.
You lost it, didn't you?
Possibly, but that isn't the point.
You're right. The point is that you need to stop using the PA system for things like this.
Too harsh. What about Eugene? You let them advertise on here.
That's different.
How? They aren't announcing anything important. Last time they spoke about where and when to buy a day-old apple.
And?
And? You don't see the problem? I, the beautiful manager of the store, upstaged by them?
It was to annoy you. Which it did, so I'd assume it's a job well done.
You're going in the timeout room later today, young man.
Looking forward to it, considering your timeout room has a beanbag and books.
Ever wanted to get the dress of your dreams, but those sizes are too small? Well, you're in luck. At Ellie's Clothes Shop, you'll grow and shrink clothing. Warning, due to the radioactive nature of this process, you might die. But that's okay, because you'll look great in that coffin.
I am going to murder the next person that tries to destroy something. What's up?
Gonna need that promise of murder now, bud.
It's been 5 seconds, Kira.
Yeah, but look, someone just did something.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, I suppose. Just one moment. Hey, asshole. I may be a janitor, but I surprisingly enjoy my job. I go home and I think to myself that I'm lucky to have what I have. You, however, will not make it home if you don't remake the paper towel display. Was that enough?
You seem to be doing fine on your own, Kira.
You have a gun, and you made a promise.
It wasn't exactly a promise.
Close enough. I will not beg your help, obviously, but I think you'd rather enjoy stopping them.
I'll get back to you when it's legal.
Forget your child in a hot vehicle often? Do they get steamed like tasty pork buns? Do you want to avoid that? Dry Corpse, new product, How Not to Kill Your Child, helps you out. During any situation that your child can be injured, like being forgotten in a hot ship or being kidnapped by a stranger, take out your handy copy and look up the appropriate course of action. Buy it today!
Hey, guy who just entered, don't scream. I've dealt with enough today. My god, what did I just say? Somebody please help the man in the hoodie. Thank god. Jeremy, thank you. Aren't you sedating a customer or something?
Yes and no.
And what do you mean by that?
I don't think...
Spit it out, Jeremy.
I think he came on an accident.
Shit. Well, that explain why he panicked.
I calmed him down a little. I think the foreign customer freaked him out.
Kind of understandable. Anyway, we can't just let him out again. Fuck.
Is there some sort of policy for this? Please say there is.
I don't know. We've never had someone just waltz in, Jeremy. The place looks abandoned. No one tries to go in.
Well, at least it was us instead of, you know.
No. I would have rather let them deal with this.
You don't mean that, right? Come on, Candy. This guy, he's just a normal guy, you know? No one deserves going through all of that. At least we're decent to people who discover all of this. You're the best on explaining this and... I don't know, you're usually better at getting people to calm down. After all, you're the one who helps...
Jeremy?
I'll let you get back to work. I'll contact you if anything happens.
Thank god, the furballs left. Anyway, everyone, take a note from their book and don't stare at other customers, alright? And also, just... Fuck. Okay, give me a moment. Jeremy, hand the radio to the new guy.
Kennedy, what?
Radio. New guy. Hand it to him.
All right?
Hi, Sam. Please don't kill me, but spare thoughts.
Hey, what? No one's going to...
Sorry, I just heard death threats from the sky. I'm not gonna just not say that.
He isn't going...
Jeremy, shut up for 5 seconds. Jeremy's right. I'm not gonna murder you. Just calm down for 5 seconds, okay?
Okay, fine. Okay.
Good. Now, how did you get in here?
I walked in. I don't understand the question.
You walked into an abandoned store. Out in the woods.
Well, yeah.
And you thought, you know what, never mind, not the point. What have you gathered from the time you've been here?
People with forearms eat a shit ton of Oreos, I guess?
Other than that, what do you think this is?
I'll be honest, I have no idea. It's just, who are you people, and why a convenience store? Like, I can get this is some secret superhero base or something, but a convenience store? Why that?
Beats me.
Oh, wait. What?
I don't know. I work here. I don't know the damn place.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. So, out of curiosity, what are you gonna do with me? I have heard your conversation with them. Sorry, who are you?
Jeremy?
Okay, yeah, if you could answer that, that'd be great.
Unfortunately, we can't just let you walk out, so I'm gonna make you an offer.
A what?
An offer, you know, when...
I know what it is, but, I'm confused.
Can I finish talking about the offer before you start going on about how I could possibly offer such a thing? Because you have no idea what I'm about to say. For all you know, it could be for me to stuff you in the basement.
What's the basement?
Unimportant. Do you want the deal or not? Christ.
Fine, what is it?
Fantastic. Here it is. You work here and help deliver stuff to the store, and we don't have to kill you.
Oh, what?
Ah, calm down. Kennedy's just joking. I think?
You think?
Yeah, I was just kidding. But if you don't work here, we'll probably actually have to lock you in the basement. So do you want it or not?
Yes, of course. I don't want to be locked in the basement. I guess I was looking for a job anyway. Not that this was what I expected.
Okay. Good. Bye.
Wait, that's it?
Well, that's done. The things I have to deal with in a day. Manager, step away from the meat aisle, and everyone else go along with whatever the hell you were doing before. If anyone bothers the new guy, I will personally come out and kick your ass. I'm serious. Don't. Well, I have messes to clean up. I'm coming out of the office. If anyone tries anything, I will shoot you.